In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today, right after this service, we will gather for our annual parish meeting to reflect on the ways God has been at work in our midst. We will share our joys from the past year and chart the course for where God is leading us next. My friends, that requires us to take another look at our baptismal vows and commit to love and serve the Lord. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4, each of you should use whatever gifts you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength that God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. My friends, you hear me in each service with the reminder, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. For the past 22 years, I have devoted my life to serving the Lord. All of us deacons have made a vow to servant ministry, following Jesus, the master servant who came among us not to be served, but to serve. As deacons, I made a vow to serve all people, particularly the poor, the weak, the sick, and the lonely. And I've tried to interpret to the church the needs, concerns, and hopes of this world. My friends, we praise God for the many ministries in the church and for calling us to serve the poor and the needy. The truth is, in serving the helpless, we are serving Christ himself. So, here at St. Thomas, in addition to assisting Father Tar at the Holy Eucharist and preaching, I participate in other ministries, such as Kids Pack. Each week, we prepare meals for underprivileged students in the two Glassboro public elementary schools. You see, these children receive free meals at school, but little or nothing to eat at home during the weekend. Then there is also Kitchen of Hope, our monthly food giveaway. It needs help bagging food on the second Friday and distributing them to our neighbors, most of them elderly and single parents who are at risk of hunger or food insecurity. Yes, there are other ministries here at St. Thomas that need help from all of us. There's the church school for our children, the choir who use a few more voices, the altar guild whose members prepare the sanctuary for worship and clean up afterwards, also needs help for all three of our services. We need mentors to read the scriptures and prayers at the worship services. And we definitely need Eucharistic ministers to serve the chalice during the Eucharist. And we need Eucharistic visitors to take communion to the homeless, the homebound, sick and shut in. My brothers and sisters, won't you help at least one of his ministries? You see, that's what to love and serve the Lord really means. We know that love is more than just words. It moves into action. And the scripture teaches us also to love God by acting against injustice, violence, war, prejudice, anything and everything that gets in the way of our loving one another. And finally, we are told not only to love the Lord, but also to serve the Lord. This is not an easy task, because to serve the Lord also means to serve our neighbors. To serve the Lord is something that we do not only in church, but also in our homes, our neighborhoods, and workplaces. So when we are sent forth to go in peace, to love and serve the Lord, our only response must be and should be a resounding thanks be to God. When we say these words, we are doing more than thanking God for what we have experienced during the hour-long worship. When we say thanks be to God, we are thanking God for the faith that brought us to the Eucharist and for all those with whom we have shared that faith, from the saints to our deceased loved ones, all of whom we remember during the service. Most importantly, when we say thanks be to God, we are showing gratitude for the trust that God places in us to be Christ's loving presence in the world. Christ lives and works in and through us, and we are happy to be called the Lord's Supper, to be called to the Lord's Supper, which prepares us to go in peace, to love and serve the Lord. When we say thanks be to God, we are thanking God profoundly and joyfully that the Eucharist is over and that we can leave church with renewed power to make God's love and peace real in our individual circles. You see, God equips us for ministry. God has already gifted us with the skills we need to take our place in that work. The work is great. The opportunity is never ending. And all of us, yes, all of us, are needed to do that work. And so we must join together to bring the good news of the gospel to our broken world. My friends, may we do so with God's grace and favor. Amen.
Amen.